Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, it was one of those days, too little sleep, no time for exercise, lousy eating, diet out the window, pressure of deadlines, aggravating phone calls with no resolution of issues, stress level goes up like the thermometer on a hot July day, body tight and tense, just like a pressed spring, and you could tell you were thankful that the nurse was not checking your blood pressure. One in three Americans has hypertension, better known as high blood pressure. The pressure of the blood flowing through your arteries is higher than normal. Usually there's no particular symptoms, and that's part of the danger. But there may be tension headaches, vision problems, chest pain, nosebleeds, even an irregular heartbeat, which is particularly serious. And left unchecked, high blood pressure can lead to strokes, vision loss, chronic kidney disease, disease of the coronary arteries, and even heart failure. Persistent high blood pressure, folks, is not a good thing. Now, while some are genetically predisposed to high blood pressure, in many, if not most cases, lifestyle factors are the cause. Too much sodium in your diet, high levels of body fat, smoking, overuse of alcohol, too much caffeine, lack of exercise. But that being the case, lifestyle changes, including changes in your overall nutritional habits, can be a big help in keeping your blood pressure under control. And you really want to keep your blood pressure under control. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, in their wide-ranging nutrition department, you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel is our guest today on HealthWise. I know that you have all kinds of questions about the topic for today. That's high blood pressure, hypertension, and we're glad to take those questions on the air. Call-in number 631-955-5400. Once again, that's 631-955-5400. But for now, Rachel, help us attack high blood pressure the natural and nutritional way. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Bill.
Good to speak with you. What's the first thing you talk with a customer about when the customer says he or she has high blood pressure?
The first thing to do always is to find out what their doctor says, and whether or not their numbers are extremely high, whether they spike, going up and down with stressful situations, or whether, as you said earlier, I was listening, whether they are genetically predisposed, and that can really help you to give them the right kind of supplementation.
Yeah, that's important. As a nutritional consultant, you always want first to hear what their medical professionals have said, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Now, of course, we need exercise. We hear that over and over again, and we do need to be careful in our use of alcohol, and we know we need to cut out smoking, and the big culprit is sodium. And incidentally, for those of you who like to make pasta sauce with canned tomatoes, look at the sodium level there. But Rachel, what other things from your nutrition department do you recommend when it comes to high blood pressure?
Oh, there are a lot of different supplements that can be used to bring the blood pressure down and keep it steady. You mentioned the most important physical ones. I would say one of the things that's overlooked very often is a supplement called taurine, L-taurine, which is an amino acid that has a profound effect on the nervous system and the heart, and it can have a significant effect on blood pressure. You can bring it down, and not in a drastic or frightening way, but it can bring it down with steady use.
Now, is that the taurine, Rachel, that's in these five-hour energy drinks, or is this something
it
different?
It is. The reason it's there is to keep you from having a nervous breakdown.
That's a good thing. Yeah,
it will have a very, it's a very helpful product for people who are stressed.
So how do you get taurine, other than from a five-hour energy drink?
It's kind of hard. It's actually in pork, but we don't really stress eating a lot of that. So you would generally take a supplement. There are a number of different companies that make really good clean taurine supplementation. So
is this a straight?
It's well known in the health food community. Right. You know, the people who love this stuff to take taurine with some magnesium and some hawthorn.
Yeah. So this is not like a straight taurine pill.
You can take
or extra
taurine alone.
You can take it. And that's the kind of thing you take with a meal as well?
You can take amino acids on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Totally fine.
All right.
And generally very well tolerated.
Yes.
There's very few contraindications. You can always, of course, double check me on that, but I've done my research.
Yeah, why don't spell taurine for us so people know?
T-A-U?
Mm-hmm.
R-I-N-E.
All right, taurine. I wrote it down. I wanted to be sure I had it right. As a wordsmith, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Now, everybody's going to love this, Rachel. How about cocoa powder? I've heard that cocoa powder is really good for helping with high blood pressure and dark chocolate. True or false?
True. Absolutely.
Ah.
It's very good for you.
Now, is there...
chocolate is an antioxidant, but okay. It needs to be the pure kinds, the dark kinds.
Yeah. My guess is you should check the sugar content on
Absolutely.
This cocoa powder. Is there kind of a pure cocoa powder that is
you can't get pure cacao.
Okay. And dark chocolate, I would imagine the darker the chocolate is, the better in most cases.
Yes. I think they say about 70%.
Okay, 70,
pure
at least
dark
70%
chocolate.
Dark. And how much of this is good and how much is too much in a day?
I would say just one of those regular-sized chocolate bars that you see at checkout counters. I'm not going to mention the name of these grocers.
Of course, those regular-sized chocolate bars have had a
one
way of getting...
One or two squares.
Yeah, they've gotten smaller over the years, I've noticed.
They always do. Everything gets smaller over the years.
Incredible.
Or I get hungrier.
Yeah. And it's the incredible shrinking candy bar. Now, I've read about these things called flavonoids in good chocolate, that they help actually open our blood vessels to allow the blood to flow
and
freely?
And strengthen them, yes.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It makes them stronger.
So other ways other than chocolate that we get flavonoids?
You will see in a lot of vitamin C supplementation, you will see citrus bioflavonoids listed as part of the formula.
Okay.
And for many, many years, citrus bioflavonoids were the only way
really?
You would be able to get the flavonoids, yeah.
Okay.
Or at least that you could consciously go into a health food store, sometimes into a better drug store, like the one I work in, and you could ask for a bioflavonoid formula. It always contains vitamin C, but sometimes it's higher in the bioflavonoids.
Yeah. Now, of course, Rachel is very shy, as you can tell. She won't tell you that the pharmacy where she works is 110 Pharmacy on 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. But I'll tell them for you, Rachel.
Thank you very much. And it is a wonderful place, and we have an incredible nutritional section, and I'm very proud of it. And it's a little mini health food store.
Yeah.
And we can get you whatever you need, and I'm very proud of that.
It is.
Including a good citrus bioflavonoid formula.
Yeah, it's a great place. You go to the back on the left of 110 Pharmacy, and you're right. It's a mini health food store is the best way to describe it. Flavonoids, those are basically the colors in flowers, aren't they?
Oh, you're good, man. No, I don't know. I don't know if they give the color to flowers. But I know that it is like an isolated part of a larger, a molecule, larger formula.
Sure, okay.
And that its effect on the blood vessels, and that includes all veins, arteries, capillaries.
Now, can
it
you over...
them and make them more elastic.
Yeah. Can you over... I'm sure you can overdo on any of these things, but I mean...
Absolutely.
You can
overdo anything, yeah.
Yeah, so you just got to be careful, just a moderate amount of these things each day.
One would also hope that the people that you're trying to help are also eating a lot of healthy fruit and vegetables.
Okay.
So that also, you know, they contain naturally.
Yeah, and fresh. Fresh fruits and vegetables, right?
Absolutely
okay.
Fresh, yeah.
Do you lose a lot, Rachel, in the frozen?
Frozen, not so bad.
No, but canned is probably not the
canned,
best.
Canned, not so good.
And also because of all the sodium in those things.
Sodium, and then if we're talking about fruit, excuse me, if you're talking about fruit, you're talking about sugar, too, usually in the canned.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about greens? We're talking, folks, about hypertension or high blood pressure, nutritional things we can do to help. What about greens like spinach, for example?
One of the best.
It is.
Spinach is amazing. And not only are you going to get things like flavonoids and fiber, you're also going to get iron naturally in a vegetable source, so it doesn't affect the digestion too much.
Yeah, and my wife...
And you're going to...
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, my wife, who's been into this as you have for many years, potassium and magnesium, she said,
absolutely,
are very high in spinach.
Yeah.
Now, what about kale and collard greens and Swiss chard? Are these have basically the same benefits as spinach, or not as good, or what?
Oh, some of the same benefits, and kale has even more of those benefits.
Really?
Then it's the most popular food in the superfood market. It is it's just packed with everything.
Now, when we do kale chips, Rachel, we take these things and heat them in the oven and season them, not with a lot of salt. And they're like potato chips. Do you lose the nutritional benefit when you make kale chips in the oven out of kale?
Not a tremendous amount. No, you'd be better, of course, using like a dehydrator.
Okay.
But I don't know that many people who have dehydrators. So yes, go ahead and use the oven. You don't lose everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
The same thing.
You're still getting fantastic fiber.
What about collard greens, Swiss chard? I mean, these
fantastic
are things that we thoroughly enjoy. Now, this may be more specialized for you. I've, in the past, have been afflicted with kidney stones. The only encouragement I could get as a pastor is people said the only pain worse than the pain of a kidney stone was delivering a child. So even though I can never bear a baby, I know something of the pain. Spinach was a big no-no because of oxalic acid. Does that apply to kale, collard greens, and Swiss chard, too?
They all have oxalic acid, yes.
Oh.
All good greens do. But they don't necessarily have as much as spinach.
All
that
right.
Could be one of your downfalls of spinach.
Yeah, we're big collard green fans in our and Swiss chard fans and kale fans. What about lettuce?
Well, the darker green lettuce,
okay,
romaine, and a few others, very good.
Yeah, the Boston lettuce, that.
And and again, when you have a healthier diet, including lots of greens.
Okay. Now, when you
almost,
say greens,
even without trying, you're going to bring your weight down, and when you bring your weight down, you bring your blood pressure down.
Now, when you say greens, I've mentioned a few things in your experience. Other kinds that are common, popular, tasty.
To buy at the supermarket and cook up, I think you've covered all of them.
Right.
Especially, I like Swiss chard. So you really got in there. But there are ways to supplement your green intake.
Yeah, but a lot of those. Yeah. My grandmother.
Green powders, the bulk kind, green drinks. Yeah.
My grandmother used to say, and we would. This goes way back. In the spring, we would go pick dandelion greens, and I remember that was a day project. We would get these things in the morning. We would spend almost the whole afternoon trying to clean these so you weren't getting an infusion of dirt when you ate them. We'd boil them up and eat them. And my grandmother would, not only did she say they were good for what ails you, but she refused to throw out the juice from that. She said the sink is the healthiest place, is the healthiest thing in the house. So I remember the dandelion greens from when I was a young boy. And the next day, for various reasons, I remember the dandelion greens.
Well, also, I mean, when you take when you eat dandelion, many people also, by the way, take a supplement which is dandelion root, and they drink a tea out of dandelion root.
Okay.
You clean your kidneys.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Very
when you
good.
Clean your kidneys, you reduce your blood pressure.
Now, what do you mean when you say you clean your kidneys?
You clean them out. You can get rid of all kinds of negative stuff. I wish it would break up stones.
Yeah.
We can talk about that, Bill. Yeah. There's a couple of herbs that people take that will break up stones. That's one of those things that you just can't break up. It's very hard.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
The kidneys are filtering toxins.
Right.
And so they do a hard job for most of us. Mm-hmm. And when you do something like dandelions, dandelion greens, dandelion root tea, you are helping the kidneys to purify themselves more readily.
Yeah,
it does act as something of a water pill, but in a gentle way. It's not
prescription water pill. Dandelion root tea. I'm writing all this down.
Oh, it's very popular, yeah.
Dandelion root tea. Okay, but it's not going to give me kidney stones.
Interesting. I have several elderly, very elderly people who come to me in the pharmacy specifically for that tea.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll join the ranch.
I'm very fond of them. I love them. They're like old school. I love them. They really know what they're doing.
We have Rachel with us. We have a lot of fun. This is what it's like when you go to 110 Pharmacy and you meet with Rachel. In fact, we're going to tell you about 110 Pharmacy in this message. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, interviewing Rachel from the Nutrition Department in 110 Pharmacy. We're talking about hypertension, popularly known as high blood pressure. Rachel, how about magnesium supplements? Is it true that magnesium really helps your blood vessels to, I've read that it helps your blood vessels relax and stay elastic. Is that true?
Your whole body. Yeah, I'm a big magnesium fan.
Okay, now how do you get magnesium?
Well, you get magnesium from those wonderful greens we were talking about.
Okay.
And you can get magnesium in a capsule or a tablet from a number of great manufacturers. And you can get different types of magnesium. I would recommend something called magnesium taurate.
Okay.
We're back to taurine again, by the way, there. Magnesium taurate will help with blood pressure and also has minimized gastric upset. Magnesium is used by some people as a laxative, and we don't always want that effect when we're taking it for something like high blood pressure.
And Rachel, I realize you've got to be careful. Each situation is different, but how many milligrams of this are we talking about a day?
Just a straight chelated, say, magnesium, about 400 milligrams.
Once a day?
You can do it twice a day, especially if you're on a protocol from a naturopathic doctor, say. Okay. You can do the 400 milligrams twice a day.
Twice a day, with a meal, say morning, say breakfast and dinner.
Yes, with food.
When you say chelated, what does that mean?
You make the molecule, the magnesium molecules, easier to absorb by attaching it to another substance.
So we should be looking for chelated
magnesium, yeah. Some correct. People even say Krebs cycle. He was I think Dr. Krebs was a doctor who created the whole chelation process.
All right.
People have been doing the supplementation thing for a long time, and there's been a lot of scientific advances more recently. So That's one that's been around for a long time.
Okay.
Chelation is important.
Chelated magnesium.
The we don't want them to just sit there or be wasted.
Yeah, and the chelated magnesium with taurine. What did you call that again? This is
magnesium taurate.
Taurate, okay, there you go. Garlic, let's talk about garlic. A lot of our listeners enjoy garlic, so do I. Benefits for hypertension?
Fantastic. The allicin in garlic will actually do the same things we've been talking about, which is a problem specifically with advancing age, but not always. It is a problem as we get older that our blood vessels become less elastic, less able to expand and contract readily. And garlic, the allicin, it's one of the things, the isolated elements in garlic, that helps the blood vessels to be more elastic and to be more able to change with blood flow.
Yeah, we should point out, that as Rachel says, high blood pressure will become more of a challenge the older we get for various reasons. Rachel, the garlic, fresh, granulated.
Fresh is great.
Great to
cook with it.
Cooking with it, too.
The granulated is great. It tastes good, but perhaps not quite as beneficial.
Yeah. Okay.
And, honestly, I've done a lot of research with garlic because people have come back and said, eating garlic or taking a garlic supplement doesn't do anything for you. I think because it just seems so easy. But it actually, when you take a garlic supplement, for instance, that has been aged, it contains the right amount of enzymes. Fermentation often makes a product more readily absorbable, and it has an amazing effect, actually, on the entire body, and it's also a great germ killer. So.
Yeah, so we're combining the effects of combating high blood pressure with probiotics again, right, when you do it that way?
Yes, basically, yes.
How about beans?
To absorb more readily when it's been fermented.
It kind of intrigues me with this paleo diet. They're real down on legumes. I don't quite understand that. I thought beans, with all of their fiber and protein and iron, were especially helpful with high blood pressure. Yes or no?
There is fiber, there is protein, and there are lots of great minerals. There's also carbohydrate.
Okay.
And so carbohydrate on a paleo diet is frowned upon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you mean. All right, because it's
about carbs.
Yeah.
It's
that's the reason.
The nutritional value of the product.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a paleo diet can be great, especially if you have chronic obesity or it's really a problem. It can be very helpful. It's a little bit easier on our friends, the kidneys. We're talking a lot about them today than some of the other high protein diets. But I question staying on that diet all the time.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I found.
Like beans.
Yeah, we're bean fans, and that's
fruit is good for you.
Yeah, fruit is.
You need your fruit.
Yeah, well, of course we get carbohydrates from fruit, correct?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Sure, we do.
Yeah.
We also get lots of other great things.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about vitamins, and we talked about minerals, maybe juices or even teas that we've mentioned, things like that that are helpful for dealing with high blood pressure.
High blood pressure teas, there are many. Most of them contain, we haven't mentioned this wonderful herb, hawthorn. And it's a beautiful thing for blood pressure problems and for the heart, for the health of the heart in general. And there's a hawthorn tea. It actually tastes okay.
You say it's okay.
Supplementation.
What is hawthorn?
Okay. I hate to people go like, I love the taste of this. I'm like, okay. It's bearable, and usually it's mixed with some other things, maybe some peppermint leaf and other things that make it more palatable. There are also, of course, capsules.
What is hawthorn? Is it a flower?
I have a customer who says, don't give me liquid, don't give me tea, just give me pills.
Okay.
She doesn't want to taste anything. I loved when she said it to me. She's like, just give me the pill. It's easy.
What's hawthorn?
And actually, she's in great health.
So. Yeah, okay. All right, that's fine. What's hawthorn? A flower?
Hawthorn berry. Hawthorn's common. The hawthorn that grows in people's gardens. Little red berries.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
And the wild one, of course, is better. It's always the wild one.
Yeah.
It's always the hard-to-find one. But, they're all the same plant, really. And the berries are sometimes dried and sometimes used fresh for heart health.
But they're bitter. They're strong,
in general,
I guess.
Specifically, yes.
Yeah, can you take
very, very good for your heart.
Yeah, what about taking those berries and just putting them in some hot tea and then taking, is that a good way to use these?
You could, but I would recommend getting them from a reliable source.
Yeah.
Don't go out into the garden where they've been spraying insecticide and take the berries off your hawthorn plants, because there's some that are good and some that are not good. So make sure you get them from a reputable source.
That's not a good thing to do if you don't know what you're looking for.
Right.
Rachel, how about undoing the damage to blood vessels if you've neglected good nutrition over the years? I mean, is that kind of thing on the radar screen, undoing damage to blood vessels or not?
It's always hard to say for sure. And I am not a doctor. I am strictly a nutritional consultant and salesperson, and I am also I'm my own favorite guinea pig. I can tell you that I have been able to reverse some vein damage, some obvious vein damage in my legs, and by using bioflavonoids specifically.
Okay.
Hawthorn.
When people meet you at 110 Pharmacy, you can tell them a little bit more about that. And remember, as you're listening here, we're not talking with medical doctors. We're talking about nutritional consultants. So please keep that in mind. A lot of fun with Rachel today. And you can meet Rachel at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Thank you to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. And there you will find that it is much more than a pharmacy. And remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. You can mention HealthWise, WLIE 540. However you do it, mention it, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department, where you can find Hawthorne, among other things. And do be sure to look for Rachel when you're in that great, and it is a great, nutrition department. It is a mini health store. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Oh, and the toll-free number for those outside of the Long Island area, you can call with your orders, 1-800-599-9963. You'll still get the 20% discount if you mention WLIE, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more in the vast world of living wisely in the body that God's given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.